Hello, hockey fans, and welcome to the Hockey News Prospect Podcast. We're here with prospect expert Ryan Kennedy. I'm your host, Edward Fraser. Later on in the edition, we've got an interview with K. Andre Miller, and we're going to spotlight the Golden Knights. Lots to talk about there with all their prospects. But we're going to start off with headlines and some somewhat surprising news coming out of the Rangers camp.
Yeah, Elias Andersson was assigned to Frölunda in Sweden. He was having a pretty good camp with the Rangers, but you know, they are a veteran team with a lot of good forwards, and they're getting a, you know, figuring out their mix. Philip Hedel, who was their second first rounder in 2017, he was hanging on. So that's an interesting situation to watch develop. But with Andersson, I'm cool with this move because of where he's going. Frölunda has been an excellent program lately in the SHL. They've been really good about bringing in young kids and giving them roles. Carl Grundstrom was there. Jacob Larson, Rasmus Dahlin, who we've been already talking about a lot, he's part of Frölunda this year. So, you know, under Coach Roger Ronberg, they've always had a good mix and they've been competitive because of it. So with Elias Andersson going there, I think he'll get the ice time he needs and play against some pretty good competition. And, you know, that two-way game of his is nice and solid, but maybe he can score a couple more points and that'll help New York in the long term.
Victor Mete in Montreal.
Yeah, he's had a pretty good preseason, and I know a lot of Habs fans, it's been tough. They lost, I think, their first five or six games in the preseason, so there wasn't a lot to write home about. And, you know, coming into this year, the Habs decor looked really slow, really kind of aging, but then you have Victor Mete, who is young and fast and a great puck mover, and, you know, I don't know if he makes the final roster, but it certainly bodes well for the Habs that Mete is pushing right now. And, you know, if he does go back to the London Knights of the OHL, he's going to have a starring role there. He's going to be on a very good team that will certainly be in the mix to, you know, at least go to a conference final or win it all for that matter. I mean, the OHL's Western Conference is very difficult. But I think Mete has really come along, and it almost feels like the game has caught up to him, where he isn't the biggest kid in the world, but he's so great handling the puck from the back end that he's very valuable.
We don't want to get into it too much right now, but you and I were talking the other day about just how much the smallish defenseman has become en vogue in the NHL nowadays.
Totally, and you know, we'll actually get into a player later in this podcast who fits that description, but you know, we were sort of joking, it's the Ryan Ellis era where, you know, it's okay if you're only 5'10", 5'11". If you can move the puck and you have an active stick on the defensive end, then there's a place for you in the NHL and a pretty valuable one right now.
Tons of news coming out of the All-American Prospects game.
Yeah, this is an annual event. It's been in Buffalo most of the years. It's been in Pittsburgh and Philly as well, but it was back in Buffalo this year, and I attended, as I usually do when it's in Buffalo. And for me, it was an interesting year because there were so many different players who made themselves noticeable. Basically, this game brings together the top American draft prospects for this year. So this was the 2018 class. Jack Eichel played in the game, Zach Werenski, Seth Jones. So they get the top guys. And Brady Tkachuk ended up being the MVP. The two coaches were Brian Leetch and Chris Chelios. They always do sort of fun guest coaches. So Team Leetch won 6-5. Brady Tkachuk, what I really liked about him in this particular game was that he showed off some nice skill. You know, we know that he can be that net front guy. You know, we know he's strong for his age and he has lots of upside in that regard. But to really see him handle the puck and make some nice moves, for me, it was a nice kind of confirmation. Another player that I think we're going to be talking about a lot this year for a couple of different reasons is Ryan O'Reilly, who plays for the Madison Capitals of the USHL. He's a Denver commit. First off, his name is Ryan O'Reilly, so that's going to lead to some confusion. Hopefully Buffalo doesn't draft him. But he can really shoot the puck. He had a couple of beautiful shots. He scored in the game. And I think he's going to be one to watch this year. The Madison Capitals, they're a relatively new USHL team. Ryan Suter is actually part of the ownership group there. But they've never had a player like Ryan O'Reilly. So it'll be fun to see what he can do. I thought he was really good in that game. And two other players that are going to be interesting to follow are the Krieger twins, who play for the Lincoln Stars in the USHL. Cole and Christian, they're both defensemen. They're the sons of Todd Krieger, the former NHLer. He's now a coach. It's interesting because Christian Krieger, for the past couple of years, has been the more highly touted of the two. But Cole Krieger, for me, actually played... he had a more visible game in Buffalo. He was physical. He was in the right spots. He was just very much in the game. With Christian, you can tell he's a very smart player, and he's got a lot of skill. So I'm definitely not discounting what he did. But it was kind of fun to see them both step up. Particularly, with Cole kind of making a name for himself. As I said, they'll both be with Lincoln this year, and that promises to be a pretty good squad, and they're both committed to the University of Wisconsin.
Another University of Wisconsin commit and another notable player from the All-American Prospects game was Keandre Miller. He plays for the U.S. National Team Development Program. Ryan caught up with him in Buffalo.
I'm here with Keandre Miller from the U.S. NTDP, and Keandre, first off, I wanted to ask you about being part of the program. You've done one full year now. You're going to be here again this year. What did you learn in that first year?
Really, you just have to keep your game simple. I mean, you're playing against bigger, stronger, older guys, so you just have to keep your game simple. Don't try to do too much. Use your teammates. That's a big one. Just kind of go with the flow of things. So.
Now, we're here at the All-American Prospects game. The game is finished. Just your thoughts on playing in this sort of all-star game and getting a chance to see some of the guys that you'll play against in the USHL and guys you won't even get a chance to play against this year because they're in other leagues.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable experience getting to play the 42 best American hockey players. I mean, at this event, it was unbelievable. I mean, you're getting to see really everybody's skill level, and just going into the game knowing that everybody was going to be good was a mindset that I just kind of had to face and kind of be on my game.
Right on. Now, you're from Minnesota. Obviously, high school hockey is huge there. You got to play for the Minnetonka Skippers for a couple of years before the program. What kind of memories did you take from those early years in high school?
Those 2 years that I was in high school with my buddies was unbelievable. I mean, you get to go to the rink right after school from about 3 to 6, and then right after that go over to the workout place and just literally spend every day with them. So you really gain really good bonds with them.
Right on. Now, you have a pretty interesting story about Mikko Koivu, who actually just re-signed with the Wild. He kind of made a wish come true for you.
Yeah. I was down in Dallas for my 10th birthday, I think it was, and I was wearing a Finland jersey, his Olympic jersey, and he saw me in the stands during warm-ups or whatever, and after the game, he came up to me and I shook his hand, introduced myself, or he introduced himself, and he said he was sorry that he didn't have a stick for me. So the next Wild game I was at, he found me in the stands, called the trainer, gave the trainer his stick, and then the trainer came up to me and gave me his stick. So really cool story.
Pretty excellent. And you actually were a forward for most of your young career. Making the transition to defense, how have you found your game maturing on the blue line now?
Mm-hmm. My high school coach actually moved me from forward to D freshman year, so I think that was obviously a really good
decision.
Yeah, sorry. So that was a really good decision for me to move back. I really trusted him and his first instinct on moving me back. So I think I fit in pretty good on D, and hope to keep on doing that.
Are there certain NHLers that you watch and try to get some tips from?
Yeah, right now I'm really looking at Roman Josi and Seth Jones. I really try to replicate both those players on my game. So.
Cool. And you're committed to the University of Wisconsin. What went into that decision for you?
It was a no-brainer. I mean, when I first got on campus, I knew it was the perfect fit. Meeting Coach Granato and Coach Osiki the day I went was unbelievable. I mean, the campus is it's really just a city. It's a city and a lake. So, I mean, they have a great culture there with the football and hockey, basketball, like every sport, Big Ten. So it was a no-brainer.
Now, being a Minnesota native, is it controversial at all to be a Badger now?
I honestly don't think so. I just think Wisconsin was the better fit for me.
Fair enough. And I would gather that you probably have some teammates this year that you're going to face in the Big Ten. Is it kind of fun to know that you're going to have friends that you're going to be doing battle with next season?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. Just knowing that you grew up with those guys and getting to play them now is kind of funny. I mean, you grew up playing with them, and now you're playing against them, so it's kind of a cool experience.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
One player we haven't talked about who has really stood out in Buffalo was Quinton Hughes. We're going to look at him in our draft spotlight. Ryan, tell us about Hughes.
Well, yeah, he was fantastic at this game, and it just sort of continues the trend that he established at the World Junior Summer Showcase in Plymouth, Michigan. He was one of the youngest guys left on Team USA. Might have been the youngest, actually. I'm not sure if him or Brady Tkachuk are older, but he went all the way to the end, and this is, as I was saying before, the modern prototypical puck-moving defenseman. Quinn Hughes, he's only about 5'9", but, man, he controls the play so much. It really is fun to see, particularly in an all-star game setting where the players were told by the coaches, you know, go out, you know, show off your skills. This isn't game one of a seven-game series. You know, don't play tight. Hughes took that mantra to heart. And, you know, when he holds onto the puck and skates around the zone, you just can't get it off the kid. He's so fluid. The comparison that's often made is Chris Letang when it comes to his style. And he's actually going to be a University of Michigan freshman this fall. They actually start playing in about a week. And it'll be fun to see what he can do because the Wolverines, you know, Zach Werenski obviously was huge for them. But once he left early, they really had a big deficit on the back end. And they've got some nice defensive guys there, but a game breaker like Hughes has been missing since Werenski left. So I'm very intrigued by what he can do there.
Big time family ties with him as well.
Certainly. You know, Jim Hughes is Quinn's father. Jim has been an assistant coach of the Boston Bruins. He was director of player development with the Toronto Maple Leafs for a few years. And he himself actually was an NCAA player with Providence College back in the day. So, you know, obviously Quinn grew up around rinks, grew up around the game, talking to his dad. And it's actually funny. Quinn was born in Orlando, raised in a couple of different places. I actually saw him play minor midget with the Toronto Marlboros on a team that actually went all the way. Matthew Strome was on that squad, Ryan McLeod. Pretty funny how these kids all sort of come up in clusters like that. But another Toronto Marlboro of late is Jack Hughes, who is Quinton's younger brother. Jack Hughes is a forward, and again, not a big kid, but very electrifying. You know, goes to the net, really makes things happen. And again, I got a chance to see him in minor midget when he played in Toronto. So there's a lot of skill in those two kids. And with Quinn, we'll get to see him first.
Our team spotlight this week is the Vegas Golden Knights. And, I mean, there's a ton of kids that we can talk about on this team. I mean, they did a great job not only in the draft, but also for trading for prospects. And let's start off with one of those prospects that they picked up in a trade, and that's Alex Tuck.
Yeah, for me, that was one of the great savvy moves that George McPhee orchestrated early on in Vegas's run. The Minnesota Wild have really drafted well lately. They've picked up some really high-end prospects and not necessarily with super high picks. Unfortunately for them, they had to deal Tuck to get their expansion draft figured out so they didn't lose too many other guys. And or I should say one other guy that they wanted to keep. But Alex Tuck, he's got that big frame and he's got that really fast, hard shot. And, you know, for a Golden Knights team that has some weapons, you know, Jonathan Marchessault, James Neal when he's healthy, that sort of thing. You know, they're not going to be completely bereft of offense, but having a player like Tuck who is ready to take that next step, I think is going to be so valuable for them, because you're going to see so much turnover on the NHL side when it comes to the Knights in the first couple of years, that to have a kid who's just about to enter his prime, and he does have a couple of games of NHL experience under his belt from Minnesota last year, I just think he has a great chance to put up some numbers early and really establish himself as a great threat on the wing.
Of course, the monster first round they had this year. I mean, easily the day one winners of the NHL draft.
Yeah, easily. And, you know, that was the great thing about that expansion draft, is making those deals where other teams were trying to protect certain guys and they were willing to give up first rounders to do it. The Golden Knights really took advantage of that. And what I liked the most about their picks is that they got a little bit of variety in the skill set, but all three players were highly skilled. You look at Cody Glass, he had just an incredible jump in offense from year one to year two with the Portland Winterhawks. I expect more of the same this year. I mean, I'm kind of penciling him in for like 100 points, even though he'll probably miss some time due to the World Juniors and Team Canada if he should make that squad. Kiefer Bellows, the Islanders' first rounder, he actually left Boston University, joined up with the Winterhawks for this year. So Glass is going to have a nice player to play with, or at the least, if they're not on the same line for whatever reason, you'll see them on the power play, or you'll have a good 1-2 punch. Nick Suzuki was the second pick. This is a player that really came on strong in the second half. I mean, he was good all of last year in the OHL, but particularly in the second half, his Owen Sound attack went on a very, very good run to end the season, and most of their players are coming back. And Nick Suzuki is just a great all-around threat. He's one of those hardworking kids where he's got the skill, but it's so hard to stop him because you know he's not going to take a night off. And from some of the analytics I saw, he was the best possession forward in the entire 2017 draft class. So when Suzuki was on the ice, Owen Sound was usually in the offensive zone, and that's obviously a great thing. The third player they got, Erik Brännström, very interesting player. I had a scout tell me last year that he was the closest thing to Kimmo Timonen that scout had seen. And again, not a big kid. He's about 5'10", maybe 5'11" tops, plays defense, but he's so fearless rushing the puck. I saw him this summer at the World Junior Summer Showcase in Michigan, and you know, he was leading rushes where I was still getting used to the numbers on the backs of the jerseys, because Sweden doesn't use nameplates. They have a sponsor there instead. And I'd say, oh, who's that forward? And it's like, no, that's Erik Brännström again. He's leading the rush, and he's really hard to track down. So, you know, these are not players that are going to step right into the lineup, but that's totally fine with me, because I think Vegas has that luxury where the expectations for years one and two aren't going to be very high, but I think that these kids can really make a nice impact, and they are the types of players you want when you're building a team up.
Goaltender Dylan Ferguson, another player that they picked up as part of a trade, and they're already reaping the rewards of that.
Yeah, this is kind of a fun story, because he was taken late in the draft by the Dallas Stars, and then they ended up including him in the Mark Method deal. Ferguson, playing for Kamloops, wasn't like a huge standout last year, and Kamloops wasn't a very notable team in the WHL. But having said that, I mean, it's goalies, they develop at different rates, and it's amazing when things finally hook in. And, you know, when the Golden Knights got around to playing rookie games against other NHL squads, Ferguson had the first shutout in franchise history. So that's kind of like a fun thing for him. And then, actually, they just signed him to his entry-level deal. So, obviously, the Golden Knights are very happy with how he's progressed already, and it'll be fun to see what he can do back with Kamloops this year.
It wasn't just a monster first round that Vegas had. They picked up some nice gems later on as well.
They really did. I liked their second day as well. And first off, they had a lot of picks. That's always a great strategy, particularly when you're building up. But I thought they got some great value. You know, Nick Hague fell to the second round, and they picked him up, so that was interesting. But two players that I'm really going to keep an eye on, Jake Lecicien and Jonathan Dugan. Now, Jake Lecicien, he's Curtis Lecicien's kid, so he's got the NHL pedigree. plays for the Regina Pats. They're hosting the Memorial Cup this year, so you know he's going to be playing in meaningful games. He might even win that title in the end. Talking to scouts, it was interesting because Lysishin hurt his shoulder late in the year and missed the end of the season, missed the playoffs. The Regina Pats had been a bit of a juggernaut, and then they kind of hit a bit of a wall. And what scouts told me was that the grit and hard work that Lysishin brought was missing. They had a lot of skill in Regina, but that kind of heart and soul game, that like digging in the corners, producing offense off of hard work, that's what Lysishin brought, and they really missed it. So with him back in the lineup, obviously Regina, you know, they're a great team to begin with, but he really gives them a nice element. Jonathan Dugan is also very interesting because he is actually a 1998 birthday. He had been passed over in one draft. Big kid, raw, was playing at the Northwood School, which is actually in Lake Placid. And essentially what had happened was he needed certain credits to graduate from high school, and he couldn't go off to, say, the USHL because he needed to complete that schooling. So he stayed with Northwood, had a fantastic year. He's a Providence College commit, so he's raw, but there's a ton of upside there. And it'll be interesting to see how he progresses because he's a big body and he's not fun to play against. So, again, not a kid you're going to see in the Vegas lineup in 1 or 2 years, but maybe 4 years down the line, you could have something special.
Vegas is a fascinating team because I think everybody looks at their roster now, and this is a team that's going to finish 31st or 30th if something really goes pear-shaped for another team, which is going to set them up for a pick, another high pick coming up. And I think they got lots of assets they can deal as well. So in maybe as early as you know, 2019, this is a team that's going to be sitting top five in Future Watch. Like, they are set up really nicely for the future.
I completely agree. And, you know, they've already got some extra picks for the next two drafts. And like you said, like, you know, they're going to make some moves at the deadline, clearly. You know, I would suspect James Neal would go for a first rounder. You know, maybe a David Perron or a Jason Garrison.
Maybe Marchessault.
Like, you could definitely get, like, second rounders for those guys. Maybe in a first if a team is really desperate for offense. So they're going to get those picks, and they can package them to move up. They can just draft in bulk. They clearly have a good scouting staff. And that scouting staff had a great first run. So I think they're doing it the right way. And that's what you do. You accumulate assets. And once they get to the point where they really need to have a solid NHL roster, when they're making their first playoff run, you can trade those assets, and it's okay because you've built it up, and that's what they're there for.
Yeah, big kudos to that team, and I think their ownership for kind of buying into that philosophy and not wanting to put a competitive team on the ice right away. And I hope the fans go out and support it early, even though they're going to struggle a bit, because long term this team's looking really good. That's it for this week's The Hockey News Prospect Podcast. For Ryan Kennedy, I'm Edward Fraser. Thanks for listening.